Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport Police Report, June 26th, 2007. At 12:16 hours, Craig tapped his right foot. I recognize this as the signal used by persons wishing to engage in lewd conduct. The presence of others did not seem to deter Craig as he moved his right foot so that it touched the side of my left foot, which was within my stall area. At 12:17 hours, I saw Craig swipe his hand under the stall divider for a few seconds. In a recorded post-Miranda interview, Craig stated the following. He is a commuter. He reached down with his right hand to pick up a piece of paper that was on the floor. He has a wide stance when going to the bathroom.
Thank you all for coming. Please quiet down if you would, so we can begin the press conference. I'll read a short statement, and then we will have time for questions. Thank you again for coming. I am Daniel Finkelborn, and I am the president of the organization sponsoring today's press conference, the Wide Stance Association of America. The recent events in Minneapolis involving U.S. Senator Larry Craig have brought to light a problem that is rarely acknowledged, but which affects one in every 16 Americans. It is a largely hidden affliction, difficult to discuss with friends and family, much less reveal in the public sphere. I am talking, of course, about the condition known as wide stance. For literally millions of Americans, the ordinary stance so many others take for granted is simply not possible. For a variety of reasons, be they medical, psychological, or ergonomical, a stance of 3 feet or more is the only viable option. Wide stance may not be widely known, but it is real, and it can destroy lives. My colleagues and I are here today to express our support for Senator Craig, whose need for a wide stance in the privacy of a restroom stall has been misconstrued as a solicitation for anonymous gay sex. It is a tragedy our members know all too well. As a sufferer myself of extreme wide stance, I will often need to encroach upon the floor space of a neighboring stall. We may unwittingly touch the shoes of neighboring stall occupants who may be unaware that wide stance exists and insensitive to its symptoms, or may, in fact, be undercover policemen. As our members know all too well, wide stance may impair balance. We may need to swipe our hands from side to side in order to regain equilibrium for the task at hand. Some exceptionally wide stances may also impede blood flow to the legs, necessitating a need for foot tapping that, again, may be mistaken for a solicitation of anonymous gay sex. The Wide Stance Association of America today calls for two things. First, we seek a wider public dialogue about wide stance, and recognition that it was Senator Craig's debilitating case of wide stance, and not, as I have said, the solicitation of anonymous gay sex, that caused the tragic predicament in which he finds himself today. Second, we are calling today for installation of wide stance-friendly bathroom stalls, at least 7 feet wide, in all government buildings, train stations, and, of course, airports, across the U.S. We may not be able to cure wide stance in our lifetime, but at least we can ease the damage to society from one of our most misunderstood conditions. That is our statement. I now have time for a few questions.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Are you gay?
I am not gay. Next.
Senator Craig was accused of peering into the stall next to his and placing his luggage up against the stall door. How do you explain that?
Because it is such a hidden disease, a wide stance sufferers are often looking to identify and connect with others who share the same condition. I might surmise in this case that Senator Craig was looking to see if his neighbor in the next stall might be a fellow sufferer of wide stance, in which case he might add him to his support network. As far as the luggage, my best guess would be that it had something to do with obtaining better leverage. Next question.
Yes, over here. He said he was picking up a piece of paper off the floor. What about that?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. Extremely wide stances can often dislodge coins, keys, and pieces of paper from side pockets. Case closed. Next question.
Yeah, so why did he plead guilty?
Listen, if having wide stance is a crime, then by God, I too am guilty. At least once, maybe twice a day, along with 16 million other Americans. In solidarity, we will gladly report to jail along with Senator Craig, provided those jails are equipped with wide stance-friendly bathroom stalls. I have time for one more question. Yes, over there.
Are you gay?
I am not gay. Thanks again, all of you, for coming. If you want to learn more about the Wide Stance Association of America, please visit www.widestance.org. I'll leave you now with our slogan, "Do not judge a man by the width of his stance. Judge him by the content of his character." Thank you.
That's the Loopcast. Thanks to Janelle Farrell and, of course, Sandon Totten. I'm Jeff Horwich. Get more info on the show at minnesotapublicradio.org/intheloop.